The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
Because we've known each other now for
a Lola lifetime.
Yes, we have essentially known each other as long as you had Lola.
Yeah, so that is we've already coined the rolling century on the show.
The rolling Lola?
The Lola. How about the Lola lifetime?
Yeah, I don't feel good about that one.
The Lola lifetime is a baker's dozen of years.
That's right.
And Kyle.
Welcome back. Your host, Chuck Tomfoolery. What was his name?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Chuck.
I know it was Chuck.
I believe it was Woolery.
Oh my gosh. Right there. Tip of my tongue, I feel like.
Now, here they are. Two guys who are living in style. Steve and Kyle.
Here we are. Here we are. It's a big day.
That's right.
Big, big day on the podcast.
Our many thanks to, I believe, Carl Furrow was sending us some tweets this week with his AI rendition of Chuck Tomfoolery.
Oh, I did see that. Those were great. I couldn't figure out Rubber Chicken as a microphone.
Yeah, either that or just really did not want to exploit a possibly dead real or actually fake
right.
Rubber Chicken
yeah.
using it as mm-hmm. a microphone. But our thanks anyway. People know these AI generators that are much superior to the ones I've used. I don't care.
Well, no, I got an email from our buddy Chris Pruitt.
Oh, okay.
And he's deep into the AI thing.
Okay, good.
And he was like, you need to try this one. He said there are a bunch that are great. They're subscription based, which I don't want any part of. But he said there's one that's free. You just have to sign up for a free account for
okay.
it. But he said it's really, really good.
Okay, so we need to get on that wagon then.
Yeah.
Okay,
so that is
free speaks to this podcast language.
That's on my list of things to do when I'm off for a little while. Because right now it's just I don't know. I got a lot going on.
Yeah, I'd like to see a visual rendition that satisfies us.
Mm-hmm.
That we can either pay this AI generated license for or download whatever of Chuck Tomfoolery. And then so we can throw some merch out for that. Because again, in big bright lights behind it, I would like the game show sign
official...
Are we friends or just acquaintances after knowing each other for 13 years?
Right, yeah.
Which is the brand new hit game show.
Of course.
Hosted by Chuck Tomfoolery.
Of course. Kind of a game show we got going now. There's something that we want to get to. We had decided that of all the people that signed up for the Steve and Kyle podcast Cloak and Dagger non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange, we're going to randomly pick one and send you some garbage. So
yeah, no, trust me, garbage.
So what do you want to do? Just like, do we spin a wheel or something?
Well, we've had this gigantic wheel.
That's true.
For a long time.
Yeah.
I don't even know who gifted it to us. And we simply never used it, Steve.
So what we did was we cut out pie-shaped slivers.
60 slices.
Wrote everybody's name that participated in the gift exchange. Put it on the wheel. I mean, it took hours. It took a lot of time.
Listen, we are nothing if not dedicated to, again, somehow losing money and wasting time.
Right, because this will, you know, this will no doubt cost us more money than we made this year.
No question. This is a nice little care package that Steve and I, you and I, curated via text message. We decided some neat podcast-related things that we're going to send out to a lucky recipient.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you have that wheel ready back there, if you want to take a step and spin that wheel.
Oh, of course.
So we can pick our lucky winner for the Solstice giveaway. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice wheel.
Okay.
Right. Excited.
Any second now. Oh, there we go. And who is our lucky winner, Kyle?
What? Need a number.
Oh, it, you... of course. It landed on number 37.
Number 37, our incredibly lucky winner, Mark Calhoun, located in the Upper Peninsula. Steve, you know Mark. He's been to plenty of the live shows, has brought the Kyle Fathead to many a live show.
Never met him in my life.
At the Tropicana Casino and Resort up there?
Not the Tropicana Casino and Resort. That was the Island Resort and Casino.
Very, very seasonal for up there. Makes a lot of sense. I'm glad to see it go to a longtime dedicated listener like Mark Calhoun. Should I read the names around him so the people know who got suckered out of that and didn't win?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Kevin Kerr, Jonathan Myers, Chris Morgan, and Mark Maximowski. You guys suck, and you lost by one.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. So we're going to send that out.
Yes.
At some point. You will not have it before Christmas.
Probably. Listen, this is in my cart on Amazon. It has been ready to ship since we decided this.
If you click it right now, he might. Yeah, because, I mean, we're recording this on the 17th.
Yeah,
we got 8 days till the solstice.
Yeah, he might be listening to this on the Tuesday that it gets released, and the door is going to be knocked on.
Imagine that.
And now this is Manistique, Michigan. I'm guessing DHLQ, right? Because it's a DHL ripoff. So it's not even a yellow truck. It's like a puke green truck.
Yeah.
And instead
you don't even get DHL.
Yeah, and these are the halfway house employees. Right? So you're going to have a guy. Well, you're going to have a guy on parole for some type of very violent murder who is going to be, again, working for the puke green trucks DHLQ, and he's going to be like launching out of a PVC pipe cannon this gift at your front door.
All right. I wouldn't have expected that, but
that's how they deliver things in the UP. Either that or snowmobile. Those are the two options, and I'm paying extra for the DHLQ option with the murder parolee.
Well, congratulations, Mark. We hope you enjoy. I don't even remember the stuff that was in there.
I'll give you a little refresher off air, but I hope Mark enjoys the package.
Oh no, I do remember the one thing now.
It's not going to be gift wrapped. It's a brown box.
Oh no, we're not paying the extra.
No. $3.99 for one of those stupid little bags. No,
we'll put a nice gift message on it, though.
Yeah, and no gift receipt. This is a no returnsies, so.
Yeah, don't even try.
Yep. We had mentioned this a few weeks ago, Steve, and it was very offhand by you, and I thought that was a bit odd. So I needed to follow up with you as you referenced a pretty big project.
Yeah.
On your house.
Yeah, and this guy's not doing any of the work.
That was my question, because I can't believe it.
No, you should believe this one.
You mentioned a couple of weeks ago, again, very offhand, that you need this house.
Yeah.
Needs a new roof.
Oh, it badly needs a new roof.
Was this something you were aware of when you moved in?
We knew that not surprisingly, the previous owners, I've talked about all of the repairs, and I'm doing heavy air quotes, and modifications to the home that they've done. I don't think they ever hired a professional person in their life. And so they did like a DIY roof job on the house. That's why we found lots of shingles and everything out in the backyard when we moved in.
You say DIY, can you expand a little bit? Was it just kind of not pattern the way it's supposed to be, where they just kind of stapled or nailed on top of each other?
Me, knowing nothing about doing roofs, looked at the roof and said, that's a DIY job. And I've had a few people come out to the house in various, like when we had our windows replaced, the people that did the windows also do roofs. And I know that the guy was probably trying to upsell me, but he was just like, dude, you need a new roof. And I was like, yeah, I know. And the crazy thing is when we moved in 2017, this roof was only, I think, 5 years old. So at this point, this roof is 11 years old, maybe.
The DIY roof is five years old.
And it was, I mean, they used crappy materials. There are points where, you know, like where two sections of roof come together and it's supposed to be done one way and it's not done that way. It's just not done, not done right.
Was this noticed by you on the roof for the first time? Or is this, I believe we have the year in review episode coming up next week. Mm-hmm. Everybody stay tuned. And I remember hearing some discussion of you saying there was like heavy leaking in the three season room that you have.
Yeah, that is still the case.
Okay. So is that how you noticed it first, or what was the first, were you just up there and you said, hey, this doesn't look
right? Yeah. When I was up there, I realized, I was like, boy, I know that this is not that old, but
You're an amateur roofsman.
I am an amateur roofsman.
Amateur roofsman. Semi-pro garage doorman.
I think I'm ready to turn pro. I've done, I think I got eight in the bag at this point. So yeah, we had, this all started out because nothing is just cut and dry here, it seems like. This started out because our house has wood siding. And we've, over the last couple of years, we have opened up our home to woodpeckers who just decide, hey, this is wood.
Oh, wow. On the house.
Yes. I'm going to knock a hole in this, climb inside your walls, have babies, and then hit the road.
Well, a lot of people would say thank you. A nice bird sanctuary you've become here at the Steve House, and that's very generous of you.
So we thought earlier this year, we were like, the wood siding, like in theory, I like the wood siding, mm-hmm. but in reality, I don't because, well,
it's very old timey, right?
Yeah. Woodpeckers can cut holes in it and live inside there.
I mean, when did they stop making wood siding and go to just straight vinyl?
Oh, I'm sure that you can still get it. But I think that now a lot of the stuff that looks like wood isn't actually wood. They make products that look like wood, but it's actually made out of some fiber board, you know, concrete mm-hmm. mixture material or whatever. And then they just print wood grain on it to make it look like wood. So we were like, why don't we just bite the bullet? We'll re-side the house. That's going to be a big task, but you know something, it's going to look great. It's going to add to the value of our house. We're not going to have woodpeckers living in our home anymore.
Right. You've made that's your cutoff, right?
Yeah.
You put up with the garbage that was strewn about the mm-hmm. estate.
Yeah.
You've put up with all the other oddities that you find when you move mm-hmm. into the garbage bag of kids' report cards. But the wood siding.
Yeah. That's where we draw the line.
That's it for you.
Well, I don't want to share my home with wildlife. So
don't blame you.
So, yeah, we've had issues with woodpeckers, with carpenter bees, like eating holes in the wood and everything.
Yeah.
So we, maybe a couple of months ago, we had a few different people come out and give us quotes for new siding. But every one of them was like, I think that it's probably going to be better off to do your roof first. So we were like,
wow. So you now know
mm-hmm.
that you have two biggies.
Yeah. Because in this
case, daunting.
The siding is going to cost more than the roof. And in every case, the people weren't upset. They were actually downselling us. They were like, I'll give you a quote for your siding, but I think your roof, if you're only going to do one, you need to do the roof. So okay. We're like, all right. So we got a couple of quotes and we've put a deposit on it and we are on the list for spring.
Let me just dig into my laundry list here going on in the brain, because mm-hmm. I have varying questions for you about this, and this might not seem interesting on the surface to people, mm-hmm. but people who have listened to this podcast understand was this a decision you came to lightly? Because you've undertaken big projects Right? Now, I don't know if you how you would classify, you know, re-roofing, but you just built a pole barn size, whatever, big garage in your backyard, essentially by yourself with a kit, right? And obviously the help of your old Italian geriatric neighbor.
Right.
Who,
Mike DiVincenzo Pavarotti.
Right, who came over to just do measurements and wants to make sure you weren't going to uncover a body he had buried. So tell me about the decision. Why didn't you, why was this the cutoff that you didn't want to do on your own?
Well, I didn't have a lot of fun doing the roof on the shop.
Yeah, you don't hear many people claiming like, God, that was a riot.
That was so much fun.
I can't wait to get back up there.
The nice thing about the shop was it's in the trees. Like, I mean, there are trees all around it. So I was never really in direct sunlight, but I don't want to be up on the roof for, I don't know, it would probably take me a week or 2 weeks to do the roof on the house. I don't want to be up there for like 2 weeks straight in the sun. And it's too big. It's way too big. I couldn't do it.
It is multi-leveled and all because it's the estate.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I would have to. Now, if I lived in a ranch style house where it was just where the roof just sloped up and then sloped down, I'd consider it because that's just what the shop is. But this, they're like the like little dormer windows and different.
The gun turrets at the top and the sides, obviously, to look out, you know, make sure nobody's about to invade.
Yeah. So this,
was this immediate? Like did Annette hint at you or did you tell Annette right off the bat? Like, nope, not happening. Call around.
No, she was like, well, is that something you think you'd want to do? And I was surprised that she even asked me that. I was like, ooh boy, not really. I could try, but this is it. I think that's above my skill level. Like the roof on the shop came out fine.
Yeah.
You actually, when you got over here today, you asked, you're like, so have you been out there to check to see if there's any leaks? No leaks yet.
Yeah.
Everything's good, but.
You got like mouse traps and stuff set in there just in case because that you never know.
I don't. I thought about that though, but I haven't seen anything in there yet.
I'll just get them out of the Comanche bed when there's, you know, thousands of them.
That's most likely.
Living there in March.
Most likely where they are or. Up in the engine bay, eating through the wiring.
I don't want to go too far here or, you know, jump the shark with this take. So, but I feel like I need to let you know that I feel like this is probably the beginning of the end of your marriage. Now, you tell me if you think I'm leaping too far there.
Well, seeing as how there is no quantifiable link between the two.
Oh, no. Steve, that question... About do you think that's something you could do?
Okay.
I think that had heavier implications than you're taking away from it.
Was that my test and I failed?
I think so because she has now come to know this house and the things you do as like, hey, Steve can do it. He rebuilt a truck.
Mm-hmm.
He built a garage. He's done the steps. He's done the railing. He's done the wall. You know, all this stuff. The trim. The litany of projects around this house you've done. Outside of the freebs you got, which is the garage floor and all that fun stuff.
Sure, yeah.
But the roof ain't free.
Roof is not free.
So do you think...
Let me reiterate. The roof is not free.
Maybe it's a touch...
The roof is not free.
Maybe it's a touch too far saying it's the beginning of the end of your marriage.
Okay.
I'll post it on the poll. This is one of those things we need to let the audience decide.
Sure.
Is Steve paying for a roof the beginning of the end of his marriage? I wonder if this puts a little dent in her eye. Like, have you noticed a slightly smaller gleam when she looks at you or, you know, says good morning or good night?
Looks at
since
me?
You just...
like with her eyes? I mean... Really?
Well, I can't wait to see this thing cut. So this is a spring deal?
Yeah, we are on the schedule for spring.
Okay.
They don't have an exact date yet. Obviously, it's weather dependent and stuff like that. But
other question I wanted to ask you about this. You're a guy who likes to keep up on the forefront of what's good for your house, long-term savings capability. So I want to ask you, did you look into a couple of different things here? One, solar. Two, I have no idea the benefits or lack of benefits of this. I only see ads for metal roofs. Also something you looked into?
There's actually, we are getting a small portion of the roof done in metal.
Okay. Right, a small portion.
Right over the, like where you walk in, over the front porch. There's a, you know, our front porch is 15 feet long or whatever. And that small section of roof is going to be metal. Because my wife goes on Pinterest a lot and Instagram, and she sees houses that have a little accent piece that's done in that. And honestly, I like it too. There are a bunch of houses around here that, like, we've walked past and we say, like, oh, that looks cool. So is
the color going to be different? Is that noticeably different?
It'll be roughly the same color, but, you know, the metal, it's just flat sheets of metal with, like, a little seam that runs down the middle.
But she was not able to convince you to pull the cord on the entire roof being metal.
No, I don't think that would look right in this neighborhood. That's like if you got an old farmhouse or something, I think that looks best.
And are there benefits to it? Because companies do this, and I just, in my head, all I can think about, oh, that's got to be very loud.
It's super durable.
Is that it?
Like, yeah, it's going to last forever. But look, as we've talked about, we're here for another 20 to 25 years.
Definitely. Couldn't see anything getting in the way of that.
So when they offered up, oh, we got the 25-year shingle, but we also got the 35 and the 50-year shingle, I was like, nope, 25, and we're moving out the week before it expires.
Yeah, move at 22 so you can say roof in good shape.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then what about, because this feels like something you would have asked about, talked about, looked into. Would be some solar panels.
Well, you can do a solar roof now.
Yes.
Where the actual shingles that they put on, it's actually a solar panel, like in and of itself. So you don't have to have shingles and then solar panels slapped on top of it.
Sure.
I would love to do that, but I just for S's and giggles, I went on to Tesla's website because Tesla does the solar roof.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah. And you put in your address and they pull up like the satellite image of it and they're able to figure out roughly the size of your roof.
And like the angle, because all these companies have to take into account where the sun is, how much,
whatever. Which way you face, where there's shade and everything. And it was something absurd. It was like $75,000 for the roof. And then because you then like, so all of your shingles, they collect all of the sunlight. But then it's got to go somewhere, so you have to get these huge battery banks in your garage or wherever that store all of the energy. So, yeah, I mean, if we were building a house that we were planning on living in for 50 years, I don't know, maybe it would be worth it. I would have to do the math to figure out like what your average electric bill would be but no.
I think the number you need to figure out is how long to recoup the cost.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. We have a former coworker. I thought you may have reached who does solar. Mm-hmm. Like deals in solar strictly.
Who's that? Who does that?
Chad.
Oh, Chad, yeah.
Thought maybe you'd reach out and maybe say, hey, why don't you dial up your computer wizardry? How much would it cost? How long until I get the money? I'm a little bit surprised that you call. I mean, how many companies did you call out to get estimates on your roof?
We got three different estimates.
Too few knowing you.
They were all. I think if we had gotten one where it was like, yeah, it'll be $300, and then another one said $30,000, but they were all within
the range.
Yeah, within like $1,000 of each other or something. So it seemed like they were. It seemed like everyone was. They were all equally upcharging me the same amount.
So let's move on to the second problem I didn't even know about briefly, the wood siding. Yeah. Is that getting just simply delayed for now?
Yeah.
And is that a Steve DIY?
That might be.
Okay. So you're willing to dance
that one
with some new vinyl siding.
That one I feel a little more comfortable with.
But you're not willing to dance with the roof. Have you done any siding before you did your garage?
I did the garage at my old house.
Okay. So you've got a couple of garages worth of experience.
I'm semi-pro.
So this would also be a case where you have to be on the roof doing the, you know, those peaks and valleys and the gun turrets guarding the estate.
Sure, yeah.
But you're thinking that's something
I'm not going to fully commit.
Do you have to cut it all yourself, though? Like,
yeah.
Ooh, woof. I'm already cutting a check in my brain. Like, can a company pre-cut it all
and just deliver it to me? And I just put it together like a puzzle.
Yeah, right.
Where does piece 79B go?
Yeah, doesn't that happen on Survivor all the time? All those little puzzles. It's like those intricate pieces of wood and stuff that all slide together. Beautiful. Yeah. Just you have to put together elaborate vinyl puzzle.
You send them a couple pictures of your house, and they figure it out for you.
So you've done vinyls. Is the cost difference between paying for that, is that the difference for you? Like, oh, I know it's something I can do, and I don't want to spend that money? Or because you said the roof would take you like 2 weeks, you thought.
Probably.
How long would the siding take you?
Oh, I mean, it would take a long time. But okay. I think the difference with the siding is I could do one wall, 1 weekend.
Sure.
Done. And then next wall, next weekend, done. But with a roof, I mean, if I pick the wrong day or if there's a rainstorm.
98 degrees.
There's a rainstorm that wasn't in the forecast, like, what am I going to do? I don't have a tarp big enough to cover my entire house.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think that, plus the house is kind of tall, and if I fall off it.
That's a goner. Like, that's not danger of the garage where you almost fell and died.
Yeah.
This is, you know, rolling, tumbling, screaming. Mm-hmm.
This, I'm going to have a long enough fall where I'm going to be able to think about it and say, well, it's been fun.
No question.
But I'm about to die.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, ba, dum, ba, dum. Bunk, bunk, bunk.
That's right.
All right.
It feels like it's been a while.
Yeah.
So I'm glad this has reemerged in the P.O. box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, if you want to send something to us, P.O. box is listed in the show notes. We don't talk about that nearly enough, but yeah, it's very easy to send something.
We are really light on candy. And we are...
We finally got rid of the...
We threw the York... The rest of the Yorks got pitched. Yeah. We did not... We stopped consuming them for long enough that they were...
Yeah.
Hard to eat.
Once we hit my sixth wedding anniversary, which those were purchased right before we got married, it just seemed like it was time. Oh, that's nice. That's a nice...
That's a good perf.
Yeah.
Good that's perf. A real good perf.
Good perf tear.
When you get older, you respect the little things in life, Steve, and that's a good perf. This, as usual, around this time every month, is from our friends, the Bill Payment Processing Center, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which leads me to believe this is from our good friend, Billy Stacks, coming through in the clutch for the holiday season, keeping us just enough in the red.
Are we?
Oh, yeah. No question. Yeah. Thank you so much, Billy, for keeping the checks coming. Again, I feel like they have so many questions at that Bill Payment Processing Center in Sioux Falls about why this keeps getting distributed.
Again, next time you're driving through Sioux Falls, stop at the BPPC, poke your head in the door, give them a wave, give them a salute, say thank you for your service.
Yeah. If you've got time, please ask for the person who handles West Michigan and just see if they have a million questions. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine they do many small ticket monthly check issues.
I didn't know that this was a thing that you could do.
Didn't either.
I didn't know that you could go to your bank and say, on this date every month, send a podcast to check.
That's right. Yeah.
Because there's surely no human interaction with this.
Do we have to report this to like Big Dutch Ron or anything?
No, because the amount... I think we're slightly under the amount that we have to make every year. In order to be 1099'd.
Thank God, because Lord knows we're not going to finally broach that watershed moment of making enough.
No.
That the U.S. government would have to be informed.
No. We got a long time before we hit it rich. But somewhat related, I came across an article a while back from, let's see, Go Banking Rates.
Okay. Boy, okay. That's my homepage.
Well, it's actually an article from MSN.com, and it caught my attention because it said, Warren Buffett says, poor people waste money on these 12 things.
Okay.
And I thought, that's weird. It seems weird that...
He would use that language?
Somebody like Warren Buffett would use that language, but then again, I don't know Warren Buffett at all. I know he's the Oracle of Omaha. I know that he...
I also feel like you don't hear many bad things about Warren Buffett.
No, he's Berkshire Hathaway, right?
That's a fantastic question that I don't have an answer to. It's amazing how little I care about the lives of billionaires.
Yeah.
Is he one? Did he say he's not giving any of his money to his family and it's all going to... He's charity and projects when he's dead.
He did that that billionaire pledge or whatever. Okay. With
Bill Gates.
He's faced some criticism for it. A lot of people have said, like, well, you know, you could just give it away now. I mean, you could, instead of making everyone, you know, those organizations that are no doubt relying on that money when you finally give it to them, like, you could give them a little bit now. And he is maintained. Now, he is a brilliant businessman, brilliant financial man. So I don't know. I'll defer to him, where he says that by keeping it in the accounts or whatever that he has it in now, in the places that it's in, it's going to generate so much more than if he were to just give it away now. I don't know.
It's also that has the distinct vibe of when you see celebrities or rich people post GoFundMes or whatever for people in need.
Yeah.
And half of the comments you'll see on social media are, well, why don't you do more? Like, I saw you only donated $10,000. Well, your net worth is $5 million. You know, that's like me donating $20. That's such a weird... The man has decided to donate billions of dollars to people and charities and projects in need. And yet you're deciding it's either not soon enough, not good enough, and you need different.
Mm-hmm.
But I am very curious about what... words were actually said. I don't know if this article will even say it, but what are these things that Warren Buffett is saying that I'm doing that are wasting money?
Oh, yeah. You're a big stupid dummy, according to Warren Buffett. I mean,
that would have been a better headline. Warren Buffett says all poor people are big stupid dummies.
Now, I can just assume that of the 12 things on this list, granted, I don't know what any of them are. I haven't read any of them yet.
Okay.
But how many of these do you think you will also do?
10.
Like, so you think that you do 10 of the dumb 12 things?
I'm probably, I like to think I'm okay with money. And I really try to limit the, what people would call indulgences. I don't know if you're the same way. Probably 10, 15 years ago, I was much, I remember, and not to sidebar this, when I was a teenager.
We would never get off topic on this podcast.
I was just reminiscing about this with a friend of mine. When I was a teenager, in between having all the hot babes, my friend and I would every single Tuesday go to Best Buy and buy something new. Because that was new release day.
Okay.
Movies, TV shows on DVD, video games, whatever. Every single Tuesday we would go to Best Buy. And we were reminiscing about this because Best Buy announced recently they're fully ditching physical... Music, I believe, was already announced, but like they're moving away from those things that people just don't seem to buy in stores.
So you can still go there to buy a washer and dryer, but
yes.
Not okay.
But that goes to say, I think we all change as we grow up. You bought a jet ski and paid for a storage unit to store it. I was spending money at Best Buy buying physical DVDs that half of them were unwrapped.
I wonder what Warren Buffett would say.
If we told him our two like dumbest financial decisions... Would he say, that's okay, everybody does stuff when they're young and stupid?
Everybody makes a dumb jet ski purchase.
Or was he 15, you know, in the little house on the prairie because he's that old?
I bet.
And, you know, was hiding all of his gold coins under, you know, his cot.
I would bet that this isn't a new thing for him.
So I'm guessing 10. And what if you had to estimate, what do you think? How many of these items are going to fall in the category of Steve?
Am I going to be guilty of? Before you said it, I was going to say 9.
Okay.
I think that I'm...
The majority, though.
I'm right there with you. Yeah.
And I think we'll have to play it by ear because there's a difference between when we were 19, 16, 21 compared to now. But honesty is key here. You know, if we're going to fall in these categories, we have to be upfront about it.
Sure. All right. So number one on the list is neglecting personal development. According to Buffett, the best investment one can make is in oneself. Enhancing skills and education can boost earning potential significantly.
Well, Steve, I can stake claim to part of that because I definitely did pay for an education that I would now call a total and utter waste that I am still paying for that will be paid off in the next 6 months. I will say I am not a victim of that.
I'm going to say, I mean, I graduated college 20 years ago at this point.
I feel like I want to answer for you because I feel like you're trying to lean to tilt yourself one way.
All right, answer for me then.
I don't think you've neglected that at all. You went to college, you took a job in the big city coming, you know, and then in terms of development of that, you took a job moving halfway across the country. Yeah. Now, granted, it wasn't like a job that you were, it wasn't like a startup, right, sure, that you moved to. But still, that you took a job to further your career in development and moved halfway across the country into the unknown. So I don't think you're a victim. I think you're good.
Okay. Yeah. See, I would have, just by looking at it, I look at that and I interpret it as, oh, I'm still, you know, furthering my education or going to classes or taking a course.
Waste of time.
Yeah. So I
think we are 0 for 1 in a good way.
So we're good.
Yes, we are good through 1.
Number 2, relying on credit cards. Credit cards can be convenient, but high interest rates can quickly overshadow all benefits.
Through these first two, by the way, Warren Buffett is not shedding any new light on anything.
No, no.
Like, obviously, you shouldn't live your life on a credit card.
It's weird because every single purchase that I make is on a credit card, and then at the end of the month, I pay off that credit card.
Yeah, I don't think that falls into the spirit of this rule.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to say, I'll fall back 10, 15 years on this, and I'll admit that I think when you're younger, a lot of people do this.
Yeah, I was always terrified of credit cards, so I would never, I never wanted to use them for anything.
Yeah.
That was kind of the opposite way.
I didn't have a choice, Steve. I was making, you know, $8 an hour. I remember I would have a credit card that would be near its very, in the scheme of things, minuscule limit. But yeah, I would say I fall victim to that one.
Okay, so credit cards can be convenient, but high interest rates can quickly overshadow any benefits if you don't pay the full balance monthly.
Correct.
So I'm good on this.
You're clear. You're 0 for 2. I'm willing to dig into the past and say I used to do this.
Okay.
I do not anymore. We don't carry a balance on any card now.
How are you going to grade yourself on this one?
I'll give myself a point. Just in the spirit of the game, I will say that I fell victim to this when I was younger.
Frequenting bars and pubs.
All right, 2 for 3.
Spending on social activities like drinking at bars can add up. Opting for more affordable social gatherings like home get-togethers can save significantly.
Warren Buffett is just a butt. He's just a loser butt.
Hey, instead of going to the strip club, why don't you just come to my
house? I'm posting that on the polls. Warren Buffett, just a loser butt. Because, I'm sorry. I like to go out every now and again.
Yeah.
I would say, and this is a mix. I don't go out to bars and pubs. Obviously, we have kids as much. I'll go very, very infrequently. Right. But I used to. I'm giving myself a point.
I'm giving myself a point for that. So I am. I now have 1 point, one bad point. Continue reading. Okay, chasing the latest technology. New gadgets may be tempting, but often last year's model serves just as well. Buffett himself has a history of sticking to functional rather than flashy tech.
Well, listen, this is going to be harder for you because I'm running off of a ThinkBrick that costs like $180. And you now, I think, are clear of this.
Yeah, but there was a time.
10 years ago, 8 years ago,
I knew everything about the newest, you know, the newest gadget, the newest tech, whether it's iPhone, iPad.
We want to do half points?
No, I mean, I think in the spirit of the game, I have to take a...
You're going to take a whole point because you felt you used to be or you used to consider yourself a victim of this. I am confident that I did not. I knew I didn't have the money for the new stuff.
Okay.
So it was never a thing.
I got 2 points then.
Me too. I have two out of 4 for both of us.
Overspending on clothes. Nope.
Nope. Two out of them can move on from that.
Skip right on to buying new cars. Nope.
Nope. No, you know what? I need to. Yeah, I was wrong. I do.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because remember when the pandemic hit, you cashed in.
Oh, God, I was making coins.
You were making so much money because
my former employer was just throwing dollars at me to go put my life on the line every day and deliver those energy drinks to people in need. But even beside that, the last time I didn't have a car payment was 2003.
Okay. I do not have a car payment. I haven't had one since 2016, 2017, I think. Yeah. But Annette has a new car. It's, right. You know, a year old at this point.
I'll leave this up to you because you don't buy new cars. You buy old, junky pieces of garbage. No offense. Right.
No, no. I buy death traps and give them a little spit and polish.
But in terms of your daily driver, when was the last new one you bought?
I've only bought one new car.
I think we need to reframe new, right? Like, I'm not... I think we need
when was the last
time buy a new car for you that would then have a payment?
2 3 years? No, 2 years. I think I've had it for 2 or 3 years.
And before that, was your previous car... was your previous daily driver paid off?
Yes.
Like, just paid off? Like...
No, it was...
Okay, so you'd had it for a while.
Yeah, because that was the murder Jeep.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That was the one of the first second chance Jeep.
I'm good.
I'm giving myself a point. And is that the sixth one? 1, 2, 3. That is the sixth one. I'm at 3 out of 6.
I am at how many?
You're at 2. See. You're at 2 out of 6.
2 out of 6.
So all 3 right. bad points out of 6. I think there's no yes or no here. But yeah. We obviously like to keep it below 6 so you're not just losing every money.
Oh,
baby.
These next two are hitting close to home. Unused gym memberships and unnecessary subscription services.
I'm very happy to say I am not. Well, I shouldn't say that. That means I don't go to the gym at all. I am.
Oh, so it's a financial decision.
Yeah, obviously. I am. That $11 a month is just has to go elsewhere. I am free and clear of unused gym memberships. Steve, how about you?
I am not free and clear of unused gym memberships. Granted,
Dreamboat Wayne or Wayne Dreamboat Wayne is Dreamboat. Just waiting for your... He keeps checking his phone a couple times a day. I wonder when Steve's going to call back.
Notification that I clocked in.
Maybe we follow up on that in a couple weeks. After the year in review, I want to check in with you as we really dive into the new year. We did something similar last year, and I want to ask, and I kind of want to force each of us to pick a New Year's resolution. So I'd like to put your feet to the fire on that one. So you're at 3 out of 7, and I'm at 3 out of 7.
I'm up to 3. Unnecessary subscription fees. I'm going to give myself a point for that one.
Sure.
Because I know that there's months that have gone by where we've paid for an Apple TV Plus or a Hulu or something and haven't used it. I think I've gotten better because now we kind of, a lot of people that I know, I mean, of course, we do not share passwords.
You wouldn't think of it.
That is just terrible. But sometimes, like, I'll come over to your house when you're watching a show on HBO.
Obviously.
And I'll watch
that.
So we
can share. Yep. Yeah. That, obviously, we do that weekly.
Yeah.
I am willing to say that as well. I feel like I use them, but still, my life would not be negatively affected if I said, hey, no more HBO, no more Netflix, whatever, and took time off.
The thing is, they make it so convenient now because there's not... there's not contracts anymore. It's not like if you sign up for Netflix, you're in for 2 years.
Yeah.
You can literally
any second
turn it on, watch a show, and then say, "Nah, I'm not going to use this anymore." So I'm at 4.
We're both at 4 out of 8.
You're
at
4.
Okay. Boy, a few left. We've really got to go 1 out of the next 4 just to be on the right side of Warren Buffett's history.
Over reliance on skincare products.
I don't even use lotion on my, like.
I got to borrow a Dove in the sink in the shower.
I think I've had the same bottle of lotion for like 8 years. There's definitely animals in the bottom of my like Nivea Skin for Men. I'm terrible with lotion. I know I need to be better.
Yeah.
I'm horrific with lotion. Knees, elbow, all of that.
But I'm doing it because I'm financially savvy.
All right. Thank you, Warren, for that tip. 4 out of 9 for both of us, Steve.
Okay. Regular nights out. While socializing is essential, frequent nights out can be a significant expense. I think I'm good on that.
I think we're both clear of that.
I think Annette and I will do, I mean, it's maybe once a month that
that's not regular.
That we'll have somebody watch the kids and we go out for dinner or whatever.
Yeah. But I don't, again, we need to differentiate here between 2010 and 11 and 12, Steve and Kyle, and 2023, Steve and Kyle. But in that regard,
I'm not taking the point.
I'm not taking a point for this because the amount of time I go out, we go out, myself and Katie, whatever, is so minimal that, I'm in the same boat. 4 out of 10.
All right. Next one, gambling.
Son of a bitch.
Safe to say that you're taking a point for this one?
me clarify. What if I win?
Spoken like a true gambler.
I mean, I am very notably, I track every single play I make. I am up thousands on the year.
How much? How many thousands?
About four.
4,000. Okay, so you're... I mean...
Last year was closer to... You know, we don't need to get into the specifics of how much I was up. Uncle Sam.
Since you've been keeping track...
Yes.
How many years have you been keeping track?
Keeping track since May of 2022.
Okay, so a year and a half.
Yes.
So overall, you're up.
Oh, yeah. Way up. Way up. To the point where my student loan balance was at $20,000 in August.
Mm-hmm.
Today it sits at $3,300.
Okay.
That is simply because of sports gambling. Last year, Steve, since I started tracking May through December, and this year, yeah, we're a little over 11 grand in a year and a half.
I don't think you get a point for that.
But I gamble. But I think it's the spirit. Let's see. While gambling might seem like a shortcut to wealth, emphasizes the importance of understanding the odds, urges people to make financial decisions that favor long-term wealth accumulation, not momentary thrills.
But you understand the odds. You obviously do, because you're winning.
For now, I'll give myself a point.
Okay.
Because I think the spirit of gambling, he's saying, hey, just don't do it. It's not healthy. And I would say, I would agree with that. For the majority of people who gamble, who only want to play, oh, I could turn $5 into 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me. I'm not there for that.
Personally, I wouldn't take a point for that, but hey, you do what you want. I'd slap that old man in the face if you told me that.
Was that 11? That was number 11?
Yeah, that was number 11.
Okay, so last one.
12, smoking. No point for me.
No point. Look at that.
I got four.
I got five. Four and a half.
What was our predictions?
9 and 10.
Oh, God, we did so good.
Now, if you had put me, like, I already took a point for gambling. Boy, not even smoke. I'm trying to go back and even 10, 12 years ago, the only ones I would add, right? If I were to do this for young Kyle or young Steve, the only ones I would add were regular nights out.
Yeah.
The pub one, which I forget the details on that. Mm-hmm. I would be probably closer to 7 or 8 rather than 9 or 10.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm picking and choosing, and I'm giving myself 4 points.
I'm happy to take 5 on this.
That's I'm a third of the way to being independently wealthy.
You're almost a billionaire. Right?
I mean, according to Warren Buffett,
it
seems like it.
We will post this quiz or these tips in the show notes of the podcast this week if you would like to give yourself points and pass it around yourself. That is... That makes me happy.
It makes me really happy.
Because I did not know how that was going to go. Now, were you ever a smoker?
I tried to smoke in college to impress a girl.
Okay. So and, you're going to buy, you know, you go to the local gas station, the local Wawa, and you're saying, give me a pack of your best cigs.
It was Marlboro Lights. I was dating a girl named Kim.
Mm-hmm.
She smoked.
Okay.
And I had a feeling that things were not going well and that she was going to break up with me. So I was going to her house one night and it was like an hour drive.
Yeah.
So I stopped at a gas station, bought a pack of cigarettes, tried to teach myself to smoke on the hour drive.
Yeah. And I think there's I don't even know if that's embarrassing.
I remember walking up her driveway and she just happened to be like looking out the window.
It was
like a summer night, so the windows were all open. So she like sees me walking up the driveway, and I'm like, pff, pff. And she's like, "Are you smoking?" And I was like, "Yeah, I smoke all the time. I'm a total smoker.
I smoke an occasional cigar. By occasional, I mean like 2 or 3 a year, and I enjoy that a lot. I can probably count on 2 hands the number of cigarettes I've had over my lifetime, and I still don't know how to inhale.
How to do it.
That's how much of an idiot I am and how uncool I am. So safe to say things with Kim didn't work out.
Things with Kim did not work out. No. She
cheated
on me with a busboy at the restaurant that she worked at. And I moved out shortly after that.
And they say romance is dead.
It
would be dead. It died.
But I mean, for the busboy, it seemed like romance was blooming.
It's, you know, romance lived and died in the back end of a kitchen of a local Jersey restaurant. I'm sorry to bring that bad memory up to you. I honestly, I feel like I know a lot about your life and your history in the last
so painful
14 years. That is one I did not know. And you've openly admitted to me about underwear wrestling and sprinting upstairs in like your 20s.
Yeah. That that was by far the most painful breakup I've ever gone through in my life.
Doesn't seem like it was choice.
No. Yeah, that was definitely not my choice.
Put that on the timestamps for next year. I want to dig into this. I really want to get to the root of how you found out, what it did to your psyche. Oh, did you keep smoking? And did all the sidebars that go along with that whole situation.
It was so bad.
It's good to see that you're able to somewhat laugh about it now, although it's obviously not something you care to like leave in the forefront of your brain.
Yeah, that was pretty painful, but you know, I've moved on.
Let's flip the script. I can't wait to dive into that. So much to get to in the new year.
Oh, listen to that music.
That's right. The staff is gathering. Hi, beautiful, everybody.
Beautiful time of year.
Remember the rules. Don't look me in the eye.
Okay, so
you're all doing yours off air, I hope. All right,
this
good.
Is the 8th year of the Stephen Kyle Podcast Cloak and Dagger non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange. And boy, am I happy that it's back for an 8th year.
That's crazy.
We had a ton of people participate. I think we were, what, one or two short
of the all-time record.
Of the record.
Next year.
Thank you very much. Next year, we should go for triple digits next year.
Okay. Well, a lot of people would say, let's just clear the record, but you really want to blow it out by like 35%.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that would be like by 50%. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Whew, boy. There's two gifts on the table here. Again, we don't know who they're from.
Not sure, yeah.
Or who they're to.
We walked in and they were both in here.
On the top, it doesn't even have a name on it.
That must be yours.
Or a label. The one below it says, to Steve from Solstice Sammy.
Solstice Sammy, okay.
Okay, all right. Steve, would you like to kick off the 8th annual Steve and Kyle Podcast Cloak and Dagger non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange?
Gosh, I would love to. Oh, this beautiful wrapping paper. I like this. It's a bunch of winter sweaters.
Nice. It does look nice. How would you rate the packaging job? Because from the staff in years past, you've received some questionable wrapping. I think one year you received a gift wrapped in the tube of wrapping paper.
Yes. You know, this is a significant step up.
So I'm happy to hear.
Congratulations to
I'm glad to hear you're happy.
Okay, we got
some jingle jangles in there. Now, do you have any guests? Are you turning into, I'm curious, like the dad on Christmas morning where you're like shaking it even though everybody's telling you, Dad, stop, just open it. You're like, no, I can guess it. Just
kinda
to really rib your kids.
Kind of. Oh, boy, this, it seems broken.
Maybe.
Okay, let's give it a good old rip. Oh, look at that.
Oh, man.
This
looks like someone who wanted you to stop being so dumb.
In possibly the most generic packaging I've ever seen.
That is.
It is simply a red box that says chess.
Boy, they, no frills, they're getting right to it. Steve, boy, if I remember right, Steve, you were pretty open about your stupidity that you'd never once played chess.
Never played chess. This is going to be great. Once I throw out all the chess pieces and I buy some checkers, and then I can play checkers.
A good game.
Well, thank you very much to whoever gave this to me. Oh, boy. Yeah, they did. Did not sign it, but look, for two players, ages 8 to adult, it's got the little horse pieces.
Oh, I can't wait to hear Evelyn beats you in chess.
The one that looks like a tower.
That's right. That would be the rook, and that would be the knight.
Yep, we got this thing that's obviously a flute of some kind.
That's the bishop.
Okay. I can't
wait. Boy, I can already tell you're going to dig into that rule book.
Well, thank you to Solstice Sammy.
Listen, that man,
I mean, it sounds like it's a really high quality piece.
There's no question that inside that box are handcrafted wooden pieces,
yeah,
reflecting the history of that game.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Thank you to all those involved.
Boy, this is a very nice wrap job with an extra some frills on top.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and discard those. They just get in the way. Meaningless details.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I got to tell you, these are going to be useful. Whatever it is when I open them, it looks like some type of cloth in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlock. These type of bags, when I get from Amazon, screams Asian market.
You know something? Whenever I get them, I'm like, I got to keep this. This is going to be useful for something.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, boy, let me add to your Christmas gift. As I unwrap these very... Oh! Look, okay, well, these are getting thrown in the garbage. These appear to be shark slippers or socks, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, you would put your foot in the shark's mouth. That is delightful.
You should try it on.
Let me try to slip a couple of these on. See, we'll have to post some pictures on our accounts of these two delightful solstice gifts.
Oh boy, those are
whoever sent me these can go right to hell.
Look at that. It looks like the shark.
Look at that. Two fins.
I feel like those fins would be real uncomfortable if you're wearing shoes.
It looks like the shark is eating my foot. But I got to tell you, very warm.
Yeah.
Very cozy.
Very nice.
Very warm. I can't say I appreciate the lack of actual regard for the danger that we're all in.
Look, no shark has ever attacked a man.
Oh, I'm going to leave these on, Steve. These are nice and toasty. I'm going to leave those on.
Good, 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 good.
Well, this was just another delightful exchange.
Yeah.
For this solstice season, Steve.
I'm so happy.
When I find out who gave these, I am going to fire them. But that's neither here nor there. Please keep your own images coming in your hauls that you've received this solstice season, if you feel comfortable doing so, on Twitter, on Facebook, at Steve and Kyle, hashtag garbage gifts. Yeah. If you post them, we'll repost them, retweet them, however. I don't know how to do it on Instagram, so I'll leave that to Steve if he runs into any. Yeah. If you tag us, we will. I love seeing these come in. Some quality gifts coming in so far this year.
Very nice.
I saw they didn't post it, but sent me a picture of a garbage bag size of potato chips. This one, well, it looks done. Like we just got one from our friend Josh. Looks like a very nice whiskey set with whiskey glasses and stones. That's an actual legitimate gift, nice. And that's an upset.
Very nice.
I see a bunch of garbage merch, Steve.
Yeah?
Our friend Matt received some Lake Superior boating trip stickers, SS Edmund Fitzgerald sticker, a picture of the Eddie Fitz, as well as some other small items from, it looks like, local or that they had in the house. We got some bison building blocks as well as a Wyoming sticker. You can pass that Wyoming sticker right along to us there, Tim. We could add it to the sticker door as we try to fill that thing up. As I scroll back a little further, boy, there is some really good stuff. You can check out our social media again at Steve and Kyle, hashtag garbage gifts, and you can see all of the things that have come in for people.
Alrighty. So next week, you're going to be getting, dare I say, a supersized year in review.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out if we're going to release this monster as one or split it as we have been doing some additional releases on Fridays. If you haven't listened to those, check those out. Flashback Fridays we've been releasing on Fridays in your podcast feeds if you want to dip back into the Steve and Kyle archives. But yes, a monster coming next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. So hopefully you have some time off over the holidays, over the solstice.
Yeah, if you want to get away from your family, please utilize this podcast as your excuse.
Hang out with us. So we will talk to you, again next week. I think the date of the episode will be the 26th.
26th. Correct?
December 26th.
December 26th, and we'll be back with some fresh new content in the new year.
Yeah, because it would be December 26th and then possibly the 29th as well. And back after the new year. So hopefully you got some time off and enjoy it. Take some time. Hang out with the family, or don't. Avoid them.
Happy solstice, everybody. Thanks for another year of listening to this nonsense.
See ya.